Okay, let us take a look at the Gemara in Daf Daled Amud Beis. So we just finished a limud of V'yatzachinim and Kesef, and Kesef and Zev, Yesh Kesef and Acher, and there is a mitzvah of this Kiddush and Kesef. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, V'tana mai slomei hocha, V'tana ki ikach ish isha, u'bo'ala, V'arim lo simsa chen beinau, ki matza ba ervas dover, ein kicha ela Kesef. Chen omer nasati Kesef v'sedeh chok minyanu. And that's learned from what we call the Kika Miste Ephron. So now the Gemara is going to challenge, why do we need any psukim whatsoever? After all, we have a simple logical limud. V'halo dinu, ma amar v'ya she'ena nikneis bebiya. Nikneis ba'kesef, zu. She'nikneis bebiya, eno din she'tikne be'kesef. So the Gemara has a kalvachomer, that which one is the stronger, more potent kinyan? So presumably, Kesef is stronger.
Yes.
Because Kesef.
Right.
In other words, Bia does not work by Amavria. Bia does work by Kesef. So you see, when it comes to an Isha, Bia is a weaker Kenyan. Bia is a weaker Kenyan by Isha because it doesn't work by Amavria. It works by Isha. So Kesef, which works by Amavria, certainly Kesef should work by Ama Ivriya. That is the by Isha. That is the Kal Vachomer that is suggested by the Gemara. We're going to discuss this in detail in a moment. So therefore, why do we need a pasuk? We have a Kal Vachomer. Why should we need a pasuk? Now that's just worthy of mention is that we, in terms of the Derech Halimud of Torah Shebichsav, so we have a rule of law of conservation of psukim. And if a pasuk is unnecessary, then you don't have it. And here, l'chora, this extra drasha is unnecessary. If you have it from a logical construct called the Kal Vachomer, then you should not require the pasuk. That's the premise of the Gemara. And now the Gemara says, wait a second. Yevama tochiach, shenikneis bebia, ve'eno nikneis bekesef. So no, Yevama will disprove this logical construct. Amavria, again, Amavria does not have a kinyan bia. But it has a Kenyan Kesef, so Isha, which has the weaker Kenyan Bia, so certainly should have a Kenyan Kesef. Gemara says, wait a second. Yevama Tochiach, Yevama has a Kenyan Bia, and it does not have a Kenyan Kesef, which means your construct of suggesting that Bia is a lighter Kenyan is disproved by Yevama. Because by Yevama, you see, it's in the Bia, Kesef, weighing. So what do you see over here? Over here you see which one is the stronger Kenyan. By Amavri, you see Kesef strong Kenyan. And everyone wanted to suggest, okay, then Kesef should also work by Isha. But here we're saying that all of a sudden Bia is not the stronger Kenyan. Kesef is the, in other words, Kesef is the harder Kenyan to generate, and Yevama therefore disproves the Kal Vachomer. Okay, now comment. Small comment, but important comment. As you go through Kiddush and other Masechtos and Shas, this is called a Tochiach. Are we bringing the kasha from inside the Kal Vachomer or external to the Kal Vachomer? It's external. This is what I would call a horizontal attack on the Kal Vachomer. You're going from the side, you pluck out another din of Yevama. Yevama would seem to break the rule of the Kal Vachomer, and therefore the Kal Vachomer falls apart. Okay, that's the core kasha. Now, if it's an external attack, we can go ahead and we can also externally attack the external attack. And that's what the Gemara proceeds to do. The Gemara says, wait a second. When it comes to shtar, what do you find? Does a star work by Amavria?
Yes.
Yes. Does a star work by Isha?
Yes.
Yes. Does a star work by Yevama?
No.
No. So all of a sudden, what is the Gemara saying now? When the Gemara now deflects that argument, what is the Gemara saying? Just like trying to conceptualize what the Gemara is doing right now.
That we still need the pot that we...
I know what it's doing, but what's the logic of what the Gemara is doing? What's the logic of what the Gemara is doing? Zaman.
It's making it that Yevama is entirely different case. It's accentuating the difference between the two.
It's, okay, I like the word accentuating. I like the word different. In other words, what is the Gemara, you're right, but what's a little more than that? What's the Gemara essentially saying?
Can be compared.
That it can't. I understand.
There's a reason that it doesn't.
Is Yevama is there's something unique and special and exclusive about Bia and Yevama. Bia is something that is Okay, Yivam is different, and the only, if you will, kinyan, gateway into Yibum is Yivam. So don't go ahead and compare Yivam as a construct, Bia, the Bia of Yivam versus the Kesef and Shah Yivam. Yivam is a new din, it's a new animal that is purely, the only entryway into Yibum is through Bia. And why does that, of course, make a lot of sense? Why does it make sense? The only way to do Yibum is, the only way to get into Yibum, the king in Yibum
marriage,
is because what's it all about?
Connecting them, they're connected together already. They're already connected.
Yeah, that's true, but...
And then they want to fully connect them now, the marriage.
Stop it. It's about...
It's about carrying the legacy for the bro.
It's about Lahakim.
Right, for that. It's to give him descendants.
It's to give him descendants. If it's to give him descendants, therefore, the Bia is going to be the... perfect and ideal model for that entryway into Yibum. And that is what? Exactly what the Rashman is saying. And therefore, Yivama now, the deflection of the Kavachom from Yivama has now been deflected by highlighting that Yivama is just a radically different case and cannot be used in his Ama Ivriya Isha construct. So far, so good? So then the Gemara moves on to another attack. So the Gemara, again, this is a little vague lush in the Gemara over here. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, where am I? So Shekane Nikl Bishtar, Thomas Zush Nikl Bishtar. So Mali Yivam Shay Nikl Bishtar, Thomas Zush Nikl Bishtar. So Tamad Loma Kiyikach. Gemara says, what do you mean? Tamad Loma Kiyikach. No, the Kavachomer has now been reinstated. So therefore, Tamad Lomar, you don't need Kiyikach. You have a Kavachomer. Halamali Kroha Asila. So Amravash Mishum Deikla Meimar Meikra Dedina Pircha. Meheke Kamaisis Lame Amavria. Mala Amavria Shekain Yotzah. Bekesef, Tomer Bizu She'en Yotzah. Bekesef, Tamud Lomar Kiyikach Ish. Kiyikach Ish. So the Gemara says now I'm going to have what we call a Mi'ikra Didina Pircha. What does that mean? Just want to understand what that means. So here the attack is not external from Yavama, but it's internal to the very Kal V'chomer itself. The Kal V'chomer is actually flawed, because after all, we have one more detail that's important to know, and that is the Yitziah. And when it comes to the Yitziah, how is an Ama Ivriya, how does she go out? She goes out Bekesef. She can pay herself out. She goes out Begiraon Kesef. And does an Isha go out with Kesef?
No.
No. So what is that argument saying?
You can't compare.
The whole premise of comparison of Ama Ivriya to Isha is flawed. Is flawed. Now tell me, just on a pshat level, what lichora is the lumdus that the Gemara is saying right now? Like you can't compare Amma Vriya because the Yitzia of Amra is Bekesef, and Isha has a Yitzia only Beget. So you can't compare. What's the Gemara suggesting? Yes?
You were trying to learn out from the Kesef of Amma Ivriya to the Kesef of Isha, but here we have a case of Kesef by Amma, which only applies to Yavama and not applies to Isha. So we can't really learn out the Kesef.
Okay, you're giving me a mechanical explanation. You're explaining the mechanics. Yeah, you're correct. That's what the Gemara is saying. But I'm asking more fundamental, more lumdish. What is the Gemara really saying? What's the Gemara saying? Yes, here you Yotzei Bekesef. Is this a technical point? Yeah, okay, so they're different. This has Yotzei Bekesef. You know what else it has? It has two words in it, Ama Ivriya. And Isha only has one word. Like, so what? So what? So what's the Gemara really saying?
It's saying that you see there's a concept of Kesef by the outside, so therefore you're allowed to do it by the inside. Because by the outside there's a concept of Kesef.
Yeah, all true.
Meaning they have to be connected. You have to have both outside
true,
and inside
all
together.
All true, yes.
We say that Ama Ivriya is like surrounding itself solely and relying more on Kesef.
You're saying all the same thing. You're dancing around the tulips. Stop dancing around the tulips. Let me read a Rashi to you. Maybe Rashi can give us a little insight. Shekein yotza bekesef, shepoda es atzma betoch shei shonim im tirtze, kidichsiv vehifta. She can redeem herself with kesef. Vahol vekesef chashes ba livdosa, chashev nami liknosa. So she can redeem herself, she can go in with Kesef. So that's all that everything you're saying. Rashi's also kind of saying the same thing you're saying. You're all correct. You're all echoing Rashi. But what is the idea over here? Stop with the mamatzina. Stop. I'm talking for your own words, English words. English words. Rabosai. Ama Ivriya. Pashtus is what I will call, it's a transaction. It's transactional. You are acquiring, pardon my language, I don't mean it, but you're acquiring an asset. The Ama Ivriya is 6 years of service. An acquisition. It's a classic acquisition. How are classic acquisitions done? With Kesef. And what is the raya, the indicator of that? The Yetziah. How does she go out? She goes out with Kiron Kesef. She goes out with Kesef. She goes in with Kesef because she is fundamentally Kesef. Not she's Kesef, but she's it's a transaction. It is an acquisition of the services of an Amevria. Masha Enkein. Hold on. We'll get to it. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Ishus is not transactional. It's not the acquisition of whatever that means. And therefore, Kesef, to derive from Ama Ivriya, is inappropriate. The Raya, that it's not that, is if it was that, you'd have a Yitzia of an Isha by Kesef. And you do not have a Yitzia of an Isha by Kesef. You need to break the Kinyan Isser, which is reflected in a get, in a star shichra, in a get, and that highlights that no, Ama Ivriya is me'ikra dedina pircha. It doesn't even get off the ground. This whole Kal v'chomer doesn't even get started. And that's the simple shock of attire, the Gemara. And what I want to develop a little bit over the next couple of minutes, two things. Develop number one is, we'll see some Rishonim in a moment, but I want to develop, the second thing I want to develop, but I want to just kind of put out there, is what you see over here is there's two ways to attack a Kal v'chomer. One way to attack a Kal v'chomer is a yochiach, where you take data from the outside and you use that to slug up the logic of the Kal v'chomer, and then you have a mi'ikra dedina pircha, which one is, of course, more profound and a better slug up. The internal attack is basically saying the Kal v'chomer doesn't get off the ground. The external, you can deflect the external. Okay? So we'll cover that in a minute. Before we get there, let us take a quick look at the Ritva and perhaps the Rashba as well. But I want to highlight that the Ritva off the ground, the Ritva and the Rashba, again, who was their, what was their Masorah? Where did they all come from, the Ritva and the Rashba? Catalonia, Spain. And who was the Avi Avos of that area of northern Spain? It was the Ramban. The Ramban lived in a town called Girona, and the Rashba lived in Barcelona, and the Ritva lived in Seville. But they were all in that area of northern Spain, and all were part of the Masorah of the Ramban. They learned by the Ramban, and as a result, this kasha that we're going to raise is all really coming from the Ramban. I gave you the Ritva and the Rashba because their presentation is a little easier to read, but the Ritva writes as follows. Let's take a look at the Ritva.
The Rashba and the Ritva, like, they knew each other?
I don't know if they knew each other, but they were like in the same line of Masorah, like, you know, Rebbe, Grand Rebbe, etc. Yeah, they probably did. You know, the Ramban was first, then the Rashba, then the Ritva. That was
not necessarily the Ramban.
Not necessarily, but they definitely had a Svarim, and they were reading the same. They were reading the Ramban, that's for sure. Okay, so the Ramban, the Ritva says as follows: V'halodinu ma ama vriya she'ino niknes bebia niknes bekesef. Bekoshali mala ama vriya shekain ein kinyanim l'shem ishus v'lo shaycha bebia v'lav mishum kula debiyahu. So the Ramban, the Ritva is asking a kasha before the Kal v'chomer even gets started. You know, the way the Gemara Shach V'tari is, it's giving being a good pedagogue. The Gemara starts with the Kal v'chomer. Then it tells us Yavama Techek. It rejects Yavama Techek, and then it goes Mikra Dina Pircha. But says the Ritva, before you even get started, this Kal v'chomer fundamentally doesn't make sense. Why? Because the Kal v'chomer is premised on a relationship between Bia and Kesef. So Bia does not work by Am Ivriya, and Kesef does work, but Bia works by Isha. So certainly Kesef should work by Isha. So says the Ritva, says the Ramban. Is there, though, a reason that Bia doesn't work by Amma Ivriya?
Yeah, because Bia is only for Ishus.
Yes, because Bia is only for Ishus. And therefore, argues the Ritva, Kavachomer is off. You have to be operating apples and apples. But here, the Kavachomer, of course Bia doesn't work by Amma Ivriya. Bia doesn't work by Amma Ivriya, not because it's a kula of Bia, and therefore the platform for a Kal Vachomer. But rather, because Bia is irrelevant. It's not that it's Kal, and therefore you can go ahead and learn out towards Kesef and Ishus, but rather it's not relevant. And as a result of this Kasha, you know what the Ritva does?
It's not a
Kal Vachomer. Now, did the Gemara ever call it a Kal Vachomer? Halodinu. So Halodinu, 99% of the time in Shas, is a Kal Vachomer. But it didn't say Kal Vachomer. And says the Ritva, in the name of his Rebbe, the Ramban, it's not a Kal Vachomer. It's not a Kal Vachomer because, you didn't see the Ramban. It's not a Kal Vachomer because Ishus, it's not Ishus. It's not Ishus. So what is it? The Ikala Mema, the Tana Samech, Aha, even if you have, okay, we're going to reject it. It's not a real kavachomer. You still have something called a mematzinu. How? Because we see by amevriya shir kesef kaineba af zu nami nicknames by kesef mematzinu. What does that mean? Again, Chazal understood that the Torah is all kind of a package deal. And we don't mamonim isura lo yafinam, but fundamentally we can learn kinyanim from different kinyanim. If I have no reason to think it wouldn't work, if it works by amavri, it should also work by isha. So by mematzina, by amavri kes konaba avzunami nikkas bekesmi shemhachi lo kapit va'aisam betoras kavachomer va'ana mahadrina. So what's the attack then? If according to the Ritva, if it's a bamematzina, what's the attack on the bamematzina? Well, once you're comparing, then. Now, which one is the better comparison, Lechora? Lechora, Yavama is the better comparison. So go look to Yavama. That's in the orbit of Ishus and Bia and not Kesef, so therefore also not Kesef by Isha. V'amrinan ma'yil Yavama shekein ein niknis b'shtar. Ooh. So the linkage to Yavama is also weak. It's flawed because Isha what?
Isha can be done with Shtar and Yavama cannot.
Right, because Isha works by Shtar. So that's not a good Bameh Matsinu, which is telling you what? I'm just flipping now between things that... So you see, Amma Ivriya is what? If I were to go ahead and use one English word to characterize Amma Ivriya, I used it already. Transactional. Transactional. Yavama on the one, on the other hand, is what? Is relationship-able.
Marital.
Okay, good. Marital. No, I don't like marital. Not because it's a good, it's good. It's intimacio. It's pure Ishus. Amma Ivriya is transactional. So now the question is, what about Isha? Where does Isha lie? Is Isha like Yavama? Yes, there's a Kinyan Bia. But is it also common to Amma Ivriya? Is there elements of Ishus that's transactional? Also, has elements. And now, says the Gemara, and what's the Raya? Shtar. And which world does Shtar fall into? Shtar falls into which world? Transactional or intimacy? Lechora, transactional. And therefore, so says the Gemara, no, the comparison to Yavama, I might have thought in Havamina, in the Kasha, Yavama and Isha is a good comparison because that's intimacy, etc. No, you see, Isha has a significant transactional element, hence star, and as a result, I'm flipping back to perhaps Amma Ivriya until I have the Mi'ikra Dedina Pircha. Okay. Now, I have to look at the Rashba while we're at it. And the Rashba like sneaks in something, which Abimeth and others snuck in as well. Wait a second. Is the Kasha really a good Kasha?
No.
You see, is it really true that Amma Ivriya has nothing Ishus related? There's no Ishus in Amma Ivriya?
Oh, there is.
Oh, there is.
Is used for Kiddushin.
Right. Is that there's a thing called Yud, which means that the Kesef Kinyan of Amma Ivriya has the future possibility of conversion into Ishus. And with that conversion possibility, maybe indeed there is what? There's an Ishus element. What was the Kasha of the Ramban, Ritva? Is that there's no Ishus over here. Wait a second. Maybe there is an element of Ishus, as the Rashba says. Kasher Ivarmina Rabbana, Moshe Rishon, the Kiddusha Nitnu. The Eslomar, the Kiddusha Mamish, Lo Nitnu. The Nafka, the Lo Get. Meaning the first money, the Ikra money, is for the Kinyan, is not for the Ishus, and therefore it's latent, it's there kind of in hiding, but it's not really 1,000% Ishus. Okay, with all that being said, I want to bring up a point that I learned from Rav Safra Shlita, and I think is meaningful to bring up over here, and that is the Ramban, the Ritva, the Rashba, they all do something that's a little uncomfortable. The Halodinu. What does Halodinu mean? It means Kavachomer. That's what it means. That's what it means. It always means Kavachomer, right? That's what it means. It means Kavachomer. And the whole, and yes, Rashi says Kavachomer. And this is a classic Kavachomer structure. It's a classic Kavachomer structure. So, like, it's not a Bememotzino, it's a Kavachomer. Yet, their kasha is a good kasha. The bottom line kasha is, like, what kind of connection? Ishus is Ishus. Bia has a place by Ishus. Amavri is not Ishus. Fundamentally, Amavri is not Ishus, so you could say what the Rashba says. But it's like a simple shot. And all the Rishon don't say that. So I want to just throw out an idea over here, which is, I want to just like think about it a little bit. When you think Gzeres Shava, Kicha Kicha Mistefen, is that logical?
No.
Not logical. It's not logical. It's some kind of textual thing. Not logical. Would you say Klal Uprat Uklal is like logical? It's a textual thing, but it's not muhrak. You can't say, oh, that's what... It's a mesorah of a type of limud. Is kal v'chomer logical? So I think it depends on the kal v'chomer. There's certain kal v'chomers that are very, very logical.
Isn't that fundamentally
if I were to say, if I can go ahead and pick up 100 pounds... I certainly can pick up 50 pounds.
Yeah.
Is that logical?
Yes.
That's logical. That makes sense. It's a logical kalvachomer. What wouldn't be is this logical?
Yeah, no.
Amma Ivriya cannot do a Kenyan Bia, can do a Kenyan Kesef. So an Isha who can do a Kenyan Bia, certainly she can do a Kenyan Kesef. Is that inherent logical?
No. Yeah.
Based on some assumptions.
No. Based on...
It's technical.
So Rabosa, I think this type of Kalvachomer, Rav Safra taught me this last night, he probably got it from his Rebbe Raparnas, but it's what we call Kal Vechomer code. It's a code. It's a technical construct. And you can take, and the way Kal Vechomer works, subject to the Ochiach, subject to the Nikra, the Dina Pircha, is if you can bring two Dinim together in this square type of structure, where quadrant, you know, one is an X and quadrant two is a check. And if quadrant three is a check, then certainly quadrant four is a check. That's what we'll call the code of Kal Vachomer. it's a technical xeris hakosav, not a xeris hakosav, a technical halachic abstraction. Is it 1,000% pure logic?
No.
I don't think so.
It's not
I don't think so. It's not logical. It's a code. It's one of the yud gimel midos shatorin it dresses by. And if your halachos fit that code, then you can go ahead and learn out dinim from it. Can you give an onesh from this din?
This one, no.
You ain't onshin min adin. Why ain't onshin min adin?
Because
it's not illogical, but it's not. It's definitely not a pasuk, and it's not. It doesn't jump off the page logic, and therefore, and that's why Yavama Tochiach. Once, what is Yavama Tochiach doing? What's the Yavama Tochiach doing? In my words, it's breaking the code. It's showing you that this code is not a good code. Why not? Because here you have a case of Bia, yes, and Kesef, no. So the code has now been broken. And that's this Kal V'chomer. Now, I'm going to show you a Kal V'chomer, a different kind of Kal V'chomer, a more dramatic type of Kal V'chomer, perhaps even a more logical Kal V'chomer, where you're going to need much more to uproot. And let's just take a very, very quick look. Please, open up your marmakomas, please, at the Sukkim Sanhedrin. And here you have a very different kind of halach. So the Gemara here says, Sanhedrin, Daf, Ayin, Vav, Amud, Aleph. So you have a pasuk in the Chumash. Achremos, in the Parsha of the Arayos. Ervas, Bas, Bincha, O Bas, Bitcha, Lo tegale ervasan ki ervascha hena. So this pasuk is told in the context of rape, actually, and it says that your granddaughter, bas bitcha o bas bincha lo tegale, you're not allowed to have relations with your granddaughter. That's the pasuk, and the Gemara says bito me anusasa minayin. How do you know you're not allowed to have relations with your Pito me anusasa, the daughter of your anusa. The pasuk only says granddaughter. So the Gemara says it's a anusa means someone who was raped by you. So the Torah says only granddaughter. How do you know? What do you mean? What does it mean? Of someone who was raped by you. You raped someone.
And that kid is yours.
And that kid is yours. Your daughter. It's not obvious because you don't have a pasuk. So the Gemara says. You need a pasuk. That's nice, but that's not explicit. So the Gemara here says, has the following drasha. Kal v'chomer, al bas bito onosh, al bito lo kol shekein. If you're chayiv onesh, for what? For your granddaughter, so certainly going to be chayiv for
daughter.
Your daughter. The Gemara asks, lovely, v'chi onshim min adin, but are you chayv and onesh based on a kal v'chomer? So the Gemara says, here yes, gilui milsa ba'alma. Here yes. This type of kal v'chomer is not really a kal v'chomer. It's a gilui milsa ba'alma. And on a gilui milsa ba'alma, onshin min adin.
Why?
Explains Rashi. You all learn Maseches Makos, of course. When you study Maseches Makos, there's a sugi there in the first paragraph that discusses the Torah tells you're not allowed to sleep with your half-sister on your father's side. You can't sleep with your half-sister on your mother's side. Gemara says, and if you do, you chayv an onesh. What about your full sister? Gemara says, kal v'chomer. If you're over for your half-sister, you're certainly over for your full sister. Gemara asks the kasha, what do you mean, ain't onshim min adin? And it cites another pasuk. So ain't onshim min adin blocks you from a kal v'chomer to be mechayv you on your full sister when the Torah says explicitly half sister's aser, arguably kol shekein full sister, yes, but you're not going to get a punishment for that. Over here it's saying your granddaughter's aser, kol shekein your daughter, and you will get an onesh. What's the difference? So Rashi says,
it's saying, like, for example, let's say somebody says that they can dunk on a 10-foot hoop, and then the kal v'chomer you can dunk on a 8-foot hoop. That's not a kal v'chomer. That's just It's included.
Ah. More or less. More or less. Yes. So Rashi says, Ein ze onesh min adin. Because why are you usher on Bas Bito? Where is the Isser of Bas Bito coming from? So says Rashi, Daha Bas Bito mikurva de Bito hida asya. Why are you related to your granddaughter? Because you're related to your daughter. Your relationship to your granddaughter is a direct outflow of your relationship to your daughter. And which one is a more attenuated relationship? Attenuated.
Granddaughter.
Yes, the relationship to your granddaughter is much more distant. It's more attenuated than that which to your daughter. And your granddaughter is an outflow of your relationship to your daughter. Memela, if you're over, you're chayef for your granddaughter. Kol Shekein, certainly, you're chayef for your daughter. That's not really a kal v'chomer. It's certainly not kal v'chomer code. That's what? That's an outflow. It's more than logic. It's more than logic. It's included. Right. Masha Enkin says Rashi. What about, I'm over for my half-sister, so Kol Shekein for my full sister. Is that absolutely logical? No, it is logical. If I have a half-blood relationship, then certainly I should be over for my full sister. But it's not an outflow. My relation to my sister is not a function of my relationship to my half-sister. That is what I'll call a regular Kal V'chomer, not a Gilui Milsa and their own Shemin Adin. In other words, what we're seeing is three types of Kal V'chomers over here. One is the Gilui Milsa Kal V'chomer, the direct outflow Kal V'chomer. One is what I'm going to call a logical Kal V'chomer. That's your half-sister. And even on the logical Kal V'chomer, we have a concept of Ein Onshin Min Adin. You need an explicit pasuk. And then you have something called Kal V'chomer code. I'm giving you a sneak preview for tomorrow, or Wednesday, whenever we reconvene. But if it's a real Kal V'chomer, a Gilui Milsa, and a direct outflow, guess what kind of slug up is not going to work?
From the outside.
Yevama Tochiach is not going to work. That's not going to work. That's going to work for, it breaks the code. But if your Kal V'chomer is not code oriented, it's inherent, so then you need an Ikra Dedina Pircha to break it, not mere Yevama Tochiach. One last Mar Malkum and then we'll stop, and that is the Rambam. This is a delicious Rambam. Delicious. And the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Meis. Is it? Yes, please.
Why did Rashi say that the name Bani Hari is Kibbutz? That's not due to how distant you are. That's the same. How much of a daughter is a granddaughter?
B'nei Banim Hare. That's not B'nei Banim Hare Heim Kibbutz. That's lovely. That's nice.
That's not logical.
It's not logical. It's not logical.
But saying, if you say that there's an issue with the granddaughter, there has to be. It's not a couple of
others. I will tell you, even though B'nei Banim Harem Kibbanim, it's a nice idea with, but for example, the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Hei Alacha Gimel that if you curse your grandfather, Rachmana Litzlan, that's not called cursing your father. It's called cursing another Jew. So cursing another Jew is an Isser Lav, cursing your father is an Isser Misa, grandfather is another Jew. So Harem, It's not exactly. It's not. Okay. Let's see this Rambam very quickly. Okay. Ha meis mitame bemaga. If you touch a meis, you have tumas meis. Ubimasa. If you bear the meis, you carry the meis, tumas meis. Uva oel. If you are inside the oel ha meis, you're mitame. Now let's just talk about that for a second. Tumas shiva. 7 days of tumah. Which one of those three tumos is the most intense tumah, and which one is the lightest tumah? Touch is the most intense. And which one is the most attenuated tumah? Oh, well, you're not even touching the mace. And maga, bearing the mace, you're carrying its weight, but you're not touching its flesh. That's maga. So now the Gemara says, the Ram says, v'tumas maga, v'oel mufurashim b'atayim. We have psukim for tumas maga, v'oel. שנאמר הנוגה במייס כל נפש אדם מתמי שבע סיומים, מה בר מצווה פרשו? ונאמר כל הבא אל האול וכל השב אול יתמה שבע סיומים, מה בר מצווה פרשו? תומס אול? פרשו סחוקס, במיבה יוטס. Parsha, so Maga is mentioned in the Pasuk and Oel is mentioned in the Pasuk. Oel and Maga are in the Pasuk. Says the Rambam, Tumas Masa Mipi Hashmua. Whatever that means. Vikal Vichomer Hadvar. And he makes a Kal Vichomer. Im Nevela. Nevela means a lower level tuma of an animal corpse. She tumas erev is only a what? A one day tuma ve'enam tuma ba'ol, and it's also not a tumas ol mitama b'masa, but yet has a masa shenema b'noseis nivla samba hames lo kol shekin uman nevela shemagoa tumas erev and masa'a is tumas erev af hames. Mago tumas shiva, maso tumas shiva. So he has this limud from like a kal v'chomer type of limud, and then he says something amazing, amazing comment. I'm not working on the kal v'chomer right now. I just want to get this Rambam down. We'll have to think about it. But the Rambam says an amazing thing. And ein tumas masa b'meis mi divrei sofrim. This is not called divrei sofrim. Ela din Torah. What does that mean? Din Torah. It's as if it's a pasuk. It's as if it's a puzzle, which is astounding. We've had Midivrei Sofrim before. What do we have Midivrei Sofrim this year? What? King and Kesef. The Rambam says, Kika Kishisha, Gzereshava, Kika Kika, that's called? Divrei Sofrim. This is like more than that. This is like a Gilui Milsa. And then he says something that's amazing. V'yir Ali. Anytime the Rambam writes V'yir Ali, you get excited? You get excited. V'yir Ali always means this is like the Rambam's like speculation. There's no source. This is my idea, but he says as follows. V'yirali, shezeh sheshosak mimenu akosuv, that which the Torah was silent by Tumas Masa, kederek sheshosak mi'isr habas, lefisha osir beferish afilu bas habas. Bas habas is a yield from bas. So I don't have to mention bas, because it's an outflow. So to over here, he's suggesting somehow, like masa is going to be an outflow of I guess Tumas Oel and Tumas Maga via Nevela somehow, but it's an outflow. Okay, needs analysis. But he's linking the two. And then he says something gavaldic. And then he says, and so too, Shosak me iser achilas basar v'chalav. Does the Torah ever say you're not allowed to eat basar v'chalav?
No.
Never says. What does it say? It says you can't cook basar v'chalav. V'shosak me iser basar v'chalav, v'sha'asar b'feirish afilu b'shula. So why do you think the Torah doesn't want you to cook basar v'chalav? So you don't eat it. And what he's saying is, interesting, Bishul Basar V'Chalav is what I'm going to call a Gzera D'Oraisa. Don't cook it, because if you cook it, you're going to taste it. You're going to come to eat it, and we don't want you to eat it. In a certain sense, Gilui Milsa, it's not a Kal V'Chomer, but the way the Torah formulates Bishul, it says Bishul. Yes, it says it multiple times, but it never says achila. So how do you know achila? The answer is, it's a gili milsa. The fact that Torah says bishul twice or thrice tells you, oh, of course, you can't eat it. That's the whole reason for the yeser bishul. It's a gili milsa. And as a result, it's going to have this higher order type of status. So sometimes the Torah can be silent about a given iser, but it's as if the Torah wrote the Isser. And that's going to be this very high order kind of, what I'll call the Kal V'Chomer of Gilui Milsa. That's reflected in Bas HaBas, where it's an outflow. The Rambam's learning and extending, that's the Yirah Ali. This is questionable. That's not so simple. This jump is Bas Anusoso, that's like simple pshat. The Rambam is taking this a step further. I will just close. The Sefer Nefesh HaRav quotes that that Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in Yeshiva University was once asked, there was a chemistry lab where they had to burn different kind of things, chemicals, this and that, and one of the chemicals and one of the things involved basar v'chalav. And they asked them, can we use this, can we burn up this basar and chalav, fats, or whatever, in the lab? And he passed it, apparently, Rav Shechter records Nefesh HaRav, that it was mutter. Aye, bishul. Bishul basar v'chalav. So he said, because it was chemicals, and the whole nature of the Yisr bishul basar v'chalav is a gzera doraisa. If there is no chance that you you can eat the product of this bishul, the bishul will be mutter.
It's putrid also.
Huh? Yes, or what? No, the hana has to be a hana sachila. Like it's so interesting tidbit. Okay, Rabosai Ashikayach.
You can sell it.
No, well.